All right, every week, prophecy update. I enjoy it thoroughly. The Lord challenged me about 3 years ago, and he said, hey, since we believe these things are true, and Bible prophecy is to be taken literally, you ought to be able to identify trends and news items that corroborate these centuries-old prophecies. And man, there's just so much. Everyone has heard of the Mark of the Beast. We talk about it a lot here. The Mark of the Beast was introduced by the Apostle John when he wrote the Revelation of Jesus Christ all the way back in the first century. It's some sort of mark. It'll be on your hand or your forehead, and you'll conduct all business through it. You won't be able to buy or sell anything without this mark. And at some point, those who are on the earth during the Great Tribulation period, they will have to swear their allegiance to the world leader called the Antichrist, and he will use that system of commerce to really keep track of people and to make sure that you are on board with him. Otherwise, you'll be hunted down and killed. What was once ridiculed as fantasy is now possible. We have the technology to implant or tattoo a person's hand or forehead with information by which they can conduct all manner of business. And so anytime I run across a story regarding human chipping or marking or tagging, it has to pique our interest. We've already reported on plans for India, with its massive population, to assign every one of its citizens, including children, a unique identification number. Those plans are progressing rather rapidly. On September 2nd, India E! News posted an article titled, "Delhiites may get unique ID number within 3 years." Here are some excerpts from that article. Delhiites may get their individual unique ID number in 3 years. Unique ID Authority of India Chairman Nandan Nilekani said Wednesday. Delhi, as a state, is much ahead in this respect than other states in India, with utilization of the Mission Conversion Convergence database. The authority would be in a position to issue unique ID numbers to the residents of Delhi within 3 years. He said the unique ID number will be issued to all residents of the country, including children and students. Unique ID would be able to retrieve information in respect of name, date of birth, address, parents' names, and biometric details, including fingerprints, he stated. Now, one vocal critic of this plan, Christine Hobson, writes and says, in India, in another 3 to 4 years, you will be known not by name, but by a unique identity number. Will this set a precedent for the rest of the world in the near future? Meanwhile, on November 24th, there was this article on MSNBC.com, British police arrest people just to get their DNA. Excerpts from that. Britain has built the world's biggest DNA database without proper political debate, and police routinely arrest people just to get samples of their DNA into the system, the genetics watchdog group said in a report on Tuesday. The Human Genetics Commission, which advises the government on the social, legal, and ethical aspects of genetics, called for a review of the database, saying new laws must be passed to govern its use. Set up in 1995, the database contains the DNA profiles of 5 million citizens, 8% of the population, making it the world's biggest in proportion to population size. The report quoted an unidentified retired senior police officer as saying that it is now the norm to arrest offenders for anything and everything in order to obtain a DNA sample. Now, we also like to keep tabs on a company called Verichip. They are the current world leader in human microchipping technology. On November 11th, BNet.com reported that Verichip had bought a company called Steel Vault. Here's some excerpts from that. Verichip, the company that markets a microchip implant that links to your online health records, has acquired Steel Vault, a credit monitoring anti-identity theft company. The combined company will operate under the new name Positive ID. Positive ID will be in charge of a burgeoning empire of identity, health, and microchip implant businesses. Positive ID CEO Scott Silverman said, Positive ID will be the first company of its kind to combine a successful identity security business with one of the world's first personal health records through our HealthLink business. Positive ID will address some of the most important issues affecting our society today with our identification tools and technologies for consumers and businesses. Commenting on this article and on Verichip in general, Prophecy Conference speaker Chuck Missler said, a Steel Vault Verichip combo will be in position to use chipping as a means to protect people from identity theft. Americans may resist the idea of having chips stuck in their arms, even to protect their identities, but the brains behind positive ID have any number of different plans in the works. Looking for the perfect prophetic gift this Christmas? For just under $100, you can get the RFID experimentation kit. RFID is radio frequency identification. It's the means by which you can remotely read a microchip or electronic information. Commenting on this kit, the people over at ThinkGeek wrote this. You can pick up this nifty RFID experimentation kit with over a dozen types of RFID tags, a USB-based RFID reader, and instructions for tons of insidious RFID projects. You even get a cool bio-implantable type of RFID tag, and then they have this on there, which you should never load into a blowgun and implant in any of your coworkers because it's not surgically sterilized. Now, they're having fun with this, but it's deadly serious stuff. In his report, Missler went on to say, RFID is a growing business that has worked its way up from a $1.9 billion a year industry in 2005 to a $5 billion-plus industry today. And the biggest user of RFID technology are world governments. China just spent $6 billion to get its citizens RFID-tagged national ID cards. The U.S. government has been using RFID tags to keep track of military inventory, and since 2006 has put these microchips on passports. The UK and India are also chipping their passports, and prepaid public transportation cards have long been using RFID. The chipping of the world has been a slow but steady progression, and it doesn't promise to go away anytime soon, even with complaints, inconveniences, and negative public opinion. Whether for good or for bad, RFID is here to stay. Epoch Times on November 10th reported on the massive surveillance going on in Hong Kong. Their article read like this. Today, 800,000 surveillance cameras are watching Shenzhen's 12 million residents, an average of one camera for every 15 people. Beijing took the surveillance a step further before the 2008 Olympics by installing GPS tagging microphones in the city's some 70,000 taxis. The microphones can be remotely activated without the driver's knowledge for a live listen. The system also allows police to shut down the vehicle's engine whenever they choose to. All these are part of nationwide high-tech surveillance and censorship government program called the Golden Shield. The project aims to integrate a gigantic online database with an all-encompassing surveillance network incorporating speech and face recognition, closed-circuit television, smart cards, credit records, and internet surveillance technologies, according to a report by the International Center for Human Rights and Democratic Development. 2,000 years ago, the Bible predicted invasive personal identification technology, and it's being used today. I'm glad I'm a believer in Jesus Christ because the Lord has promised to resurrect and rapture the church off of the earth before any part of the great tribulation when the man we call the Antichrist will take over these systems and demand to be worshipped. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.